The goal of homegrown lunch is both to combat childhood obesity with more nutritious foods and to provide a market for local farmers in the Madison area. There are similar projects in other parts of the country, but they all face two major obstacles. Local produce is more expensive, and school cafeterias aren't set up to prepare and serve it. Sarah Tedeschi of the UW Center for Integrated Agricultural Systems coordinates the project. She says in Madison, all the food for the district is prepared in one big central kitchen and trucked out to the schools.
Very efficient. It's all packaged on an assembly line and prepackaged. Needs to be minimally processed, needs to be washed, prepared, and bagged, and totally ready to use. So we have found this big discrepancy here in terms of what the food service needs to get and what the farmers are able to deliver. So we're working on that problem.
Local farmers don't have the time or money to chop and package their carrots, cabbage, and peppers. Tedeschi says the ultimate goal is to establish a local food processing center that can make a permanent link between local farms and schools.
A kitchen that would enable farmers to keep control of their product, but to have it minimally processed and marketed and distributed to institutional food services.
In the meantime, she's found a way around the problem for a one-day harvest festival at three pilot homegrown lunch schools. Funds from a USDA grant help cover some of the extra costs, and the district food service has agreed for a one-time event to do the slicing and dicing. On the menu is a seasonal tortilla wrap filled with locally grown carrots, cabbage, spinach, and cottage cheese. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.